सहना भवतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावतीरमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। हरिः ॐ। Would you like to explore some of the subtle nuances of Reiki healing? Maybe you are a Reiki healing practitioner or a Reiki master or someone just interested in Reiki. In today's episode, we will discuss something that is often slightly overlooked in Reiki training, but provides a great foundation for those of us who have been drawn to this modality. And that is the principles of Reiki. Namaste and welcome to the Spiritual Wealth Podcast. I'm your host, Alexandra Savitri Amba, Director of the American Reiki Academy and the Vedic Healing Center. I'm a Reiki Master, Vedic Healing Master, Feng Shui teacher and spiritual life coach who has practiced and taught spiritual self-development and healing for more than 30 years, led pilgrimages to India, and studied with blessed Indian gurus. In this show, we cover topics related to metaphysics, Reiki, Vedic healing, yoga, manifestation, spiritual growth, and feng shui based upon my studies and work in these disciplines. The aim of this show is to help you awaken, develop, and tap into your spiritual power in order to manifest love, happiness, success, well-being, peace, and productivity so you may blossom into the highest expression and version of you. Welcome to today's episode, which is entitled Back to Basics, Understanding the Principles of Reiki. As many of you know, I have been a Reiki master now for 33 years. I became interested in this healing art when I was just out of school and starting to make my way into the world, wondering what it was I was going to do with my life. And I fell into the healing art of Reiki. So for those of you who have yet to study Reiki, let me just explain briefly what it is. Reiki is an ancient hands-on healing modality. It's a technique of moving energy through the body, down the arms, out of the hands, and channeling that energy into the self or into someone else. It can also be used for animals, for projects, for food, for water. There are many uses for Reiki. So what I like to tell people is that Reiki is a healing modality, but it is also an energy. So it has two components to it, which is quite interesting. And as such, it provides change and expansion and growth and self-awareness for the one doing the Reiki practitioner or the Reiki master, if somebody has gone through all the levels, and also for the person receiving the Reiki. Now, one of the things we learn in the first level of Reiki, in the basic training, is something called the principles of Reiki. And these are five simple sentences, five precepts that were passed down through the original founder of Reiki, Dr. Usui, who rediscovered actually this healing art in Japan in the 1800s. I say rediscovered it because we are under the awareness now that Reiki goes back much further than this discovery in the 1800s. It was actually used as a healing modality thousands of years ago, and there are references to it in some of the Indian writings. So the concept of hands-on healing, the ability of people to heal with the hands, the practice of hands-on healing is very ancient, much older than the rediscovery in the 1800s by Dr. Usui. But we regard Dr. Usui as the modern day founder of Reiki, and he is often referred to as the original Reiki Grand Master. So that means he's the carrier of this lineage. And so when he gave it to all of us through whatever way it has come to you, and there are different lineages like a family tree. When he gave it to us, he gave us five sentences that form philosophical principles to accompany this art and science and practice of healing with the hands. And today I want to talk about these as a nuance of Reiki, a subtle nuance of Reiki that is often overlooked. It's just like when you hear perhaps an aphorism, which is a concise saying. So you'll hear an aphorism and you'll almost discount it because it sounds too simple, too easy for the brain to comprehend. So you kind of bypass it. But these very beautiful aphorisms that have been passed to us, and they've been passed through all sorts of traditions, form very important philosophical and spiritual traditions for all of us. For instance, the sentence that you hear quoted from the Bible, "Ask and you shall receive." That can be an aphorism that is easily dismissed, but actually it is a very incredible sentence that describes the art, part of the art of manifestation. Asking. Whatever you ask, you put forth into the world, you shall receive that. There's more to this, that whole concept, but that is an example of an aphorism that is so simple we often just ignore it. So these Reiki aphorisms, or the principles of Reiki, they're called, can be also sometimes easily dismissed. And in classes, I think probably often they are taught very quickly without adequate attention. So today I want to give them some adequate attention. The first principle of Reiki is, just for today, do not worry. Now, when you hear this, you may say, oh, okay, yes, I can do that. Yeah, today I'm not going to worry about anything. But when you start to really examine where your mind goes, where your energy goes, where your emotions go, you may find that worry is something that is consistently actually a part of your energy field. And what I mean by that is, when you wake up in the morning, notice where your mind goes, where your attention goes. So if your attention goes straight to worry, then I would like to suggest that you make a change in the new year. Worry is the demonstration of a lack of faith in the divine. And when you have a dedicated spiritual practice, worry, in fact, starts to dissolve. As you transfer the problem, you surrender it to the divine energy, a higher power, God, source energy, whatever it is you call it. So this first aphorism of Reiki, just for today, do not worry, is something to be looked at in this new year. During the day, how many times does your mind go to worry? And I can tell you from personal experience that as we put more attention on this spiritual practice, the worries become less. What's happening is we're transferring that energy of worry into something positive, which is the connection with divinity. It can also be transferring that worry to action, to getting into physical action. There are many ways to dissolve worry, but those are two ways that may be of help. So your dedicated spiritual practice and also activity. That's why exercise is so wonderful. So a spiritual practice is spiritual exercise. A physical practice can be physical exercise. Both work hand in hand. And when you have both of those elements in your life, and again, the spiritual practice is comprised of many elements, just like an exercise practice is comprised of many elements. So when you're really embracing all these positive attributes of the physical space and the spiritual space, you set yourself up for great success. The second principle of Reiki is just for today, do not anger. How many times during a day do you get angry? It can be small bouts of anger. How is it expressed? Is it expressed through a verbal outburst or perhaps a physical movement, a physical outburst? For instance, you hit your fist on the table because something makes you so angry inside. With a spiritual practice, anger, just like worry, starts to dissolve. So our spiritual practice is an incredible cure for anger. And, you know, one of the ways people express anger is through verbal outbursts as well. It could be in the form of yelling at someone or cursing, speaking words that are unkind. When you have a dedicated spiritual practice, you notice your words changing. You notice also the less reactive you are, the slower to react you are, the more conscious you are of your words, your actions, and your thoughts. So in this new year, take a look at this principle of Reiki, just for today, do not anger. If you feel yourself getting angry too much, it's just an indication that you, like all of us, need to do more work on yourself. And this wonderful practice of the spiritual path will lead you to calming and putting out all the fires that we have in our beings. So the third principle of Reiki goes like this: honor your teachers, parents, and elders. This is a beautiful phrase, and sometimes in class, when I have taught, people will say to me, "Oh, I don't have a very close relationship with my parents," or "I don't think about my teachers too often." And this principle of Reiki asks us to give honor to them. Now, it does not mean we always agree with everything these older people who have gone before us have said to us or the advice they've offered us, but it does mean that we honor that energy, because all of those people, the teachers, the parents, the elders, have only had our highest good somewhere in their awareness when they were raising us, when they were teaching us, when they were guiding us. Now, I also have had students say to me that they had experiences with family members, older family members, could have been parents or older uncles or aunts, that were not very pleasant, that were not very conducive to healing, may have even been abusive, but we still honor these souls as having gone before us and having attempted to do the best that they could in any given moment with the information they knew at the time. So this can be a difficult one if you have suffered any kind of abusive situation, and certainly it deserves more attention than I'm giving it here. But just giving that honor, giving that respect to these older beings who have walked the planet before we have. The next principle of Reiki is earn your living honestly. I'm really not sure if I have much to say about this. Earn your living honestly seems to be such a given for me. Usually, if you are on any kind of path of awareness, and I don't mean even that you are working with spiritual concepts, just any kind of sense of integrity and, values of what is right and what is wrong, you would be moved to earn your living honestly. But in this new year, I'm going to challenge you to look at what you're doing with how you create exchange in the world, what you're doing to earn a living. And is that an honest expression in all aspects? Is it an honest exchange between you and the recipient? Are you being in full integrity with what you are offering? And are you being in service to that person, to that company? Only you can answer this, but you know in your heart if you are doing the right thing, if you feel that you are being honest and forthright and truthful. So these are elements of this principle. And the last principle is show gratitude to every living thing. It has become quite popular to talk about the energy of gratitude, and there is a reason for this. When we come from a space of gratitude, we align ourselves with a fullness, with an abundance, as we appreciate one another, as we appreciate all living creatures, as we appreciate the homes we live in, the cars we're driving, all the great support that is around us. So as we embrace the energy of gratitude, we get full in a way that is so spectacular and expands our being. It expands our awareness. It expands our consciousness. It makes us brighter and happier just to be grateful for everything around us. And this principle says, show gratitude to every living thing. Every living thing. There is a belief in some of the Eastern philosophies that everything has a consciousness. So the rocks that are outside your home, the shells that are on the beach, everything has a consciousness, has an awareness, and just being grateful for all of life as it exists. So not only people, not only animals, but everything in your life, everything has some sort of life to it. You could say that inanimate objects do not have life, but I would assert that everything has a life force energy. So a stone is carrying a life force energy to it. A mountain, a body of water, a lake, an ocean, a beach, a tree, everything contains energy. Everything contains life force. And when you become really in tune in subtle ways with energies, you start to perceive this life force energy all around you. Many years ago, I had a friend, a dear friend, who was very, very into natural foods and supplements. And he went on a 40-day fast with just green juices. He only consumed juice and only green juice and only juice which he made. And he used a juice press, which is one of the best ways of preserving the nutrients in the juice versus a juicer that spins the juice or puts air into the juice. And so he was pressing his juice every day and making it several times a day, so it was ultra fresh. And we went on a hike together. And while we were hiking, he said to me, "I can hear the plants communicating." And he said, "They're telling me they are in communication with us always. The thing is, we're not usually tuned in enough to hear them." So he said this to me because he knew I would understand. And through my practice with meditation, going within, Reiki, chanting, sadhana, I understood immediately. Because in these other realms, you can easily access communication from plants, from nature, from aspects of nature, from trees, the ocean, mountains. It's just a matter of becoming quiet from animals. So this last precept of Reiki, show gratitude to every living thing. When you are in a state of gratitude, you are in a state of communication with every living thing. And you're also in a state of abundance because you are not limiting your energy field. You are expanding your energy field. And in that space of expansion, which is what Reiki gives you, an expanded energy field, all things flow to you and through you. And so these beautiful tips of Reiki, these principles of Reiki, are principles to be worked with, to be reviewed. I often tell students to return to these principles, to read them aloud. Just for today, do not worry. Just for today, do not anger. Honor your parents, teachers, and elders. Earn your living honestly. Show gratitude to every living thing. Return to these principles, meditate upon them, look at your own life, see where maybe you need a little bit of work, and then find ways to accomplish these principles. Find work that will help improve your being so that you can say, I am moving through my days with a distinct lack of worry. I am moving through my days without getting angry at myself, at others, at my past. I am moving through my days honoring my teachers, my parents, elders, people who have tried to help me in this lifetime. I can say I am earning my living on this earth in a space of integrity and honesty. And I am in grateful communication with every living being. And remember with this last one to be grateful for every being who has entered your life, even those people whom you feel may have wronged you or may have been kind of unpleasant with you. Acknowledge that being where he or she was. Acknowledge where you were and understand that all experiences, all interactions, all relationships have been presented in your life as an opportunity for growth and for learning. And so it's a wonderful way to live. There's no right or wrong. It's simply each of us as a soul trying to do the best we can in any given moment. I hope this has been helpful. If you would like to find out more about how to use spiritual wealth with specific self-development techniques in order to lift yourself up in life, please visit our website. The link is in the show notes, and you can subscribe to our newsletter if you would like to get weekly tips about spiritual self-development, or feel free to contact me directly so I can be of assistance. Om Asato Ma Satkamaya Tamaso Ma Jyotirgamaya Mrityurma Amritam Gamaya Om Shanti 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 Om Peace 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 Om Sai Ram Jai Guruji Om Amriteshwari Namaha Hare Krishna Om Namah Shivaya.